everyone. It is Brian here from Bryden Farm. That's B-R-I-D-E-N farm.com. And you can also find our videos and podcasts at brydenfarm.productions with an S. So today I received, as I'm on their email list and encourage everyone to get on their email list, email from the Raw Milk Institute, or RAMI, the avian flu and raw milk, a common sense approach. And I want to read that. I do see that I have a guest, so I'm going to bring the guest up first, and it is Kathy Nelson. Hi, Kathy. And Kathy's going to join us. Perhaps she has some comments on avian flu and raw milk.
Brian.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Brian.
Hey. How are you?
I'm finally getting back to you, to be honest with you, and I apologize for that.
No problem. What's the name sounds familiar, but jog my memory. Sorry.
141 pages.
Yes.
I looked up a site of yours, and I started reading, and I looked, and it said 141, I don't know if it's pages or set, and I got baffled.
I still don't know what the 141 pages is.
I'm going to have to go back and search it. There was a meaning for 141. That must be our lucky number. How's that?
It must be.
Got to have some pure milk, 141%.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, you enjoy your avian flu and raw milk presentation. I am going to go look for that, 141.
Very good. If you find it, let me know.
I'm looking. I'm looking at the photo, and I see that gorgeous dog and the trees and the right. Chill. You guys look amazing.
Yeah, it's that's my boy Roscoe.
No, he's looking at me right now. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Have a blessed day, Brian. You and your dog too.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. All right. Bye.
Yep. Bye bye. So that was Kathy Nelson, and I appreciate her coming up and joining our talk. Now you've got 13 minutes left, and I'm not sure if I know how to. So, Kathy, if you press leave, I think that will take you off the stage. There you go. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you for coming up. And so, yes, avian flu and raw milk was an email that I got from a common sense approach, was an email that I got from the Raw Milk Institute. So I am in no way, how do you say it, formally, officially, I don't represent the Raw Milk Institute. I'm not part of the Raw Milk Institute per se. I just drink raw milk because we have our own goats. And in the U.S., if I'm not mistaken, the Raw Milk Institute is located in your wonderful state of California. And if you go to rawmilkinstitute.org, you will find their website. And I want to read this. Quite honestly, I have skimmed it, but I have also come to trust the Raw Milk Institute, and I really like the work that they're doing. Thankfully, for anyone living in the U.S. and perhaps other places, you in the United States have several of your states that have legalized, in my opinion, very wisely, because of the healthy benefits, they have legalized the sale, purchase of raw milk. Unfortunately, Canada, where I am, in Nova Scotia, Canada is the only G7 country that totally outlaws the sale of raw milk, which I think is a bit ridiculous. But let me go ahead and read the information that I got today. Avian flu and raw milk, a common sense approach. Mark McAfee. And breaking news, there is a concern among dairymen and biosecurity experts about a multi-state outbreak of avian flu. If by chance, I'm interjecting here, if by chance you're listening and you know of a case of avian flu near you, I would love to hear about it. Just because I kind of like to do sort of my own tracking and verification, and yeah, avian flu is not a good thing, but I think like many things, sometimes they get overhyped. Anyway, I'm supposed to be reading. Going back to, there's a concern among dairymen and biosecurity experts about a multi-state outbreak of avian flu that is affecting cattle in Texas, Kansas, Michigan, New Mexico, and Idaho. Various federal and state agencies are using this cow illness outbreak as a stage to warn consumers against drinking raw milk. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, the APHIS, in cattle and illness causes, according to the USDA, Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, in cattle, this illness causes decreased lactation and low appetite. But the cattle generally recover without dying. Cows who have contracted this illness have recovered with little to no associated mortality. That's according to the USDA. The press and media information released by the USDA and others warns against drinking raw milk from affected cows. They further state that the pasteurization protects consumers from illness. So, heading, raw milk and breast milk are very similar. As a pre-med trained dairy farmer, this is the author who I believe to be Mark McAfee of the Raw Milk Institute. As a pre-med trained dairy farmer who is a 12-year member of the UC Davis International Milk Genomics Consortium, there's a mouthful, I have studied viral infection in cows and the immunological and biomechanics of antibody creation. Based on what is known about antibodies in raw milk, there are deep flaws in the warnings about consuming raw milk related to avian flu. Dr. David Dallas, PhD, is an IMJC, that's the International Milk Genomics Consortium. He is a researcher there who studies milk genomics. As the 2023 IMGC symposium, at the symposium, Dr. Dallas reported that raw milk from cows and goats is qualitatively similar to human breast milk. However, quantitatively, bovine raw milk and human breast milk have different levels of various milk components. This is why raw milk from cows and goats is so well digested and compatible by human consumers. We can thus compare human mammals with bovine mammals in how mothers protect their babies. Mammals protect their young through antibiotics. antibodies in raw milk. In 2004, the state of California veterinary visited our dairy to perform tuberculosis testing of our cows. He told me something I will never forget. Mammals protect their young. What he meant was that in general, when a mother becomes infected by a virus or bacterial infection, she will produce antibodies in her raw milk that will provide her young with protection from the illness. This is part of why breastfed babies are known to have stronger immune systems than babies raised on formula. Antibodies in raw milk are one way that nature assures the strength and survival of the next generation. The CDC readily acknowledges that mothers should continue to breastfeed their infants because, quotation, flu is not spread to infants through breast milk, end quote. They know that breast milk contains antibodies and other immunological factors that can help protect her infant from the flu. Similar studies performed at the UC Davis Dairy Lab during COVID found that exposing a cow to the coronavirus resulted in antibodies to the coronavirus in her raw milk. These studies were a further confirmation of what doctors and owners of the Elta Dena Dairy knew way back in the 60s. Cows that have been exposed to illness create antibodies to the illness, which are then passed through their raw milk. Decades ago, Elta Dena Dairy would purposely make immune milk for certain consumers and doctors by intentionally exposing cows to specific illnesses. This raw milk was used to help heal sick people. Now, the FDA does not allow this practice and threatens anyone who uses it with criminal charges. They consider it to be the equivalent to creating a new drug without oversight, which is a crime in the USA under the Food and Drug and Cosmetics Act. Further back in history, it was observed that the milk maidens of the 1700s and 1800s did not catch smallpox. Interjecting, I did not know that. Very interesting. Back to the reading. They did not catch smallpox because of their exposure to cowpox by being around the dairy animals and drinking, you got it, the raw milk. Common sense approach to avian flu in cattle. The warnings against raw milk related to avian flu are clearly fear-mongering. The FDA acknowledges that, quote, there is limited information available about the transmission of bird flu in raw, unpasteurized milk, end quote. Then they go on to use the same fear-mongering tactics they've been using for decades against raw milk, despite the fact that there is now ample evidence. And if you go to the website, rawmilkinstitute.org, and look at this article for yourself, there's a link there for that evidence that raw milk can be carefully produced as low-risk food. Conscientious raw milk producers already monitor their herds for illness and ensure that raw milk from unhealthy animals is not used for direct human consumption. Additionally, biosecurity measures, such as maintaining a closed herd and quarantining any new animals, are implemented. These are common sense measures that are already recommended by the Raw Milk Institute and used by diligent raw milk farmers. We have no reason to suspect that any further measures are necessary in the current avian flu outbreak in cattle. Mammalian milk is uniquely designed to protect and strengthen the immune system, and those systems will continue on as new threats arise. How cool is that? I did not know that even mother's milk, that she doesn't pass the flu to her infant if she has the flu and is nursing, because of the antibodies that are created. How cool is that? I believe I may have a guest, Dr. Rao. I hope you're still there. 2-1.
Hi, Brian.
Dr. Rao. Welcome.
How are you?
I'm good. This has been one of my pet peeves for a lot longer than I've ever been producing raw milk.
Good. Yeah.
Here in Canada, unfortunately, we are the only G7 country which totally outlaws the sale of raw milk, unless we have our own animals, which we do. We have our own milking goats.
Yeah. You know, I know that a lot of chickens were affected in California, Wisconsin, and Kansas, you know.
Okay.
And they have only one state here, South Dakota, that has commercial flocks, and then 31,000 birds are affected.
Right.
But one case of commercial flock, I think.
So did I understand 31,000 birds, is that? That was one flock that was from one commercial farm?
One commercial farm.
Yeah, exactly.
That was in February, I think, early part of this is a USDA latest report, 2023 confirmations. And then March 20th, they reported this.
Right.
Last 30 days, they have more like a, how much is that? Let me see. Yeah, there it is. One affected commercial flock, no affected backyard flocks, total of 31,200 birds.
Yeah. And see, the average person hears that and they hear 31,000. Oh my gosh. But they don't stop to realize that that was one farm, that was one commercial production.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk about the mother's milk you were mentioning, Brian.
Yes.
I'm a big advocate with my patients of giving infants 1 year of milk.
Mm.
And that they kind of got shocked when they heard. But that is what is needed for the antibodies to be coming to the kid. And then first 3 days, the colostrum that comes out with the milk. It's a very, very rich antibody. So I'm kind of a proponent of breast milk for a long time. I just want to tell you that.
No, that's good. That's good to hear.
Yeah, because of that. A lot of people don't know the immunity that you gain from the mother's milk. You know, what? That mother's immunity doesn't go away. It lands in your youth and middle age. It really continues that immunity. So,
interesting.
Very important. Yeah.
Yeah, I did not know that. And I find that very interesting. So, if I hear you, if I understand you correctly, that even carries on into later life, that immunity.
That's the thing. Because even the flu virus doesn't carry to the infant. That is good.
Right.
But apart from that, they have so many more immunities are carried over, and the antibodies basically is what the antibodies stimulate kids' own immunity, and then more antibodies. So giving that much time, like 1 year, lot of women didn't like me when I told them you have to give 1 year. But when I told them, but it is your kid you are making strong, you know, then they were
Right.
motivated by that, you know. And then there is the ways of how to really recover. Lot of people worry about their figure getting lost and all that, you know. Also lack of time and correct space and all that. But once they know how to get the shape back with yoga, they are okay. And I did work with them so that you can, you know, any body sculpting can be done better by yoga if you address that, you know. So
Interesting.
that was, suppose somebody delivered and their abdomen tone is gone. I used to get that very quickly by my training of antenatal, prenatal yoga. See, they used to do prenatal yoga so that when they deliver, even the priming doesn't last more than a couple of hours sometimes. And also is much better for the kid because the oxygen and all that. Postpartum, they get the abdominal tone back very quickly, you know. So
Okay.
anyway, I just want to tell you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I very much appreciate that. It's nice to get well, it's always nice to hear from you, but it's nice to have a doctor's perspective and understanding on the topic as well.
No, I'm kind of always for better immunity, better inner resilience, you know. So, and all the fats that we have, if you give them the reason, usually I have to convince the patients, right? So I have to give them an answer. I can't just say, I'm telling you, do it. I usually try to find the reason and then tell them. Then they have validity and they respect that, you know. So,
Right. And just getting back for a moment to the piece that you were reading. So it was 31,000 from one commercial, and there was no backyard flocks.
This is South Dakota last reported detection March 12, 2024. Currently, there have been one affected commercial flock, no affected backyard flock, and a total of 31,200 birds affected in this.
I can't even imagine over 30,000 birds in one facility.
One facility,
Yeah, it's just it's I know they do it, but to me it's so foreign to me. Like I can't even I can't even imagine that. The and but it's nice to hear that there's none in the backyard flocks. So
But that was only commercial flocks by state. You put all the states on the map and highlight the South Dakota in the green, right? And nothing else there. So only that one they reported. And also they reported by number, you know, which case is what. Very thorough, very nice. See, I know I'm familiar with the CDC because I have been following these epidemics ever since I was in 80s. Antibiotic usage resistance has happened. So I got involved into antibiotic resistance and became the big advocate of using antibiotics as few as possible. And don't go for the big antibiotics, go for the small ones, you know. So I was trying to prevent the antibiotic resistance. But this animal is the main reason, really, for the antibiotic resistance, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting. The I know that when so we hand milk our goats. So I know that our well for example, I know that our milk that we drink ourselves probably would fail the inspection of it, and it's all voluntary with them, the farms that are certified by the Raw Milk Institute. It's not a It's not a government organization or anything. It's all voluntary. But I know how strict they are. And I know that my milking would probably fail by their standards, even though we have no health problems with it.
You know, I remember.
Sorry? Oh, yes, I can. Yeah, I believe Dr. Rao had a phone call. And the reason that I believe that our milk would fail, it's not that our milk is that bad, it's that the standards of the Raw Milk Institute are that high. But yet there are several raw milk dairies that they deal with, and there's actually been two hand milking operations that have passed their testing. So it's interesting.
You know what I used to remember when we were growing up, we were getting the milk, right? But right. In our house, they never drank raw milk. It always has to be boiled and then cooled down, then we can drink it. Actually, right. we used to drink hot milk. I never knew cold milk drinking.
Right. I've on the flip side of that, I've drank a lot of store-bought, homogenized, pasteurized milk over the years. But I grew up on raw milk, and I've now been drinking raw milk for about 4 years. And even though it probably has some levels that are a little higher than what they should be, because in a hand milking operation, you're exposed to everything. But at the same time, that builds your immunity.
Goat milk or cow milk?
Goat milk.
You know who is the famous Indian that drank goat milk?
No.
Gandhi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He used to drink a glass of goat milk and then a bunch of peanuts.
Right.
Yeah. That was his diet lots of times.
Interesting.
Yeah. Nice talking to you, Brian.
Yes, you too. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you, Dr. If there is anybody else listening, I know there's only been a few people on the app over the weekend, the Easter weekend, today being Easter Monday. But if you are out there and listening and you have questions, I'll try to answer them or maybe find the answers later. Or if you have input or comments, you're more than welcome to join the conversation. Certainly appreciate Dr. Rao coming up and sharing his insight with us. But otherwise, I'm going to step down and end this talk. But I hope that you will take time to investigate the health benefits of raw milk, and also take time to go to the rawmilkinstitute.org and see their research and the work that they're doing there. And of course, keep track of us, Bryden Farm, at brydenfarm.com. That's BRIDENFarm.com. And our podcasts and videos can be found at brydenfarm.productions with an S. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful day.